Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
There's been a lot of conversations around the digital green certificate. In other words, once a person receives a vaccine, what they will be able to do and how they will be able to, what kind of freedom of movement they will have. Joining us on the line is Christian Vichant, is the spokesperson of Justice, Equality, Rule of Law at the European Commission. Christian, a very, very good morning. Morning to you. Thanks for taking the time to speak to us. How are you?
Good morning. Good morning. I'm fine. How are you?
Yes, excellent. Thank you. This is, it's an amazing thing because a year ago, who would have thought of a digital certificate that determines freedom of movement? It's, and all of a sudden, these are the debates that we are having. Does it allow freedom? Is it, does it impinge on people's rights? Fascinating. Were you thrown into the middle of this?
Look, I think what is important to understand is that the digital green certificate, the whole idea behind this, indeed to facilitate safe free movement again during the pandemic within the European Union. On the other hand, it will, of course, not a precondition for travel in the European Union. But you might have observed that for public health reasons, what has been sort of self-evident over the past decades in Europe, that we have a right to free movement, that we have no border controls anymore, has not become that self-evident anymore. And we have a lot of restrictions in place, quarantine requirements, etc. But now what we're doing is to prepare ahead of the summer, of course. It's not for right now. To have a proof that a person has been vaccinated, has received a negative test result, or has recovered from the COVID-19. And that should help member states in the European Union to ease and lift restrictions in a safe way.
How do we balance this? Because there's been so much talk about, if it's my choice whether I want to be vaccinated or not, and therefore, no one can compel me. But on the other hand, there are rights of anybody else who I might infect or who I might compromise. So their rights need to be protected. You know, my attitude is much more hard line. I believe don't give people a choice, just vaccinate them. But I know legally, morally, ethically, yes, I know that I'm wrong. So I err on that side. How are we going to balance this? How workplaces going to balance it? Hospitals, restaurants, public places where somebody elects not to get vaccinated, and whilst everyone else is walking around with a digital green card.
First of all, I think it's important to remind what I said in the beginning, that it will definitely not be a precondition to travel.
Yes, of course. Right.
So you will continue to have the right to travel within the European Union, because this is a fundamental right, actually, enshrined in the EU treaties. But what the certificate can do in practice is that it eases certain restrictions. For instance, for someone who has been vaccinated, most member states or many member states might decide that they will no longer have to observe a quarantine if they travel to this other member state. But this is important, and this is the one element how you ensure that, I mean, just in general, that of course you do not lose any rights through certificate, or if you don't have the certificate. But also, the certificate is not only open for people who are vaccinated. It is also possible to get it via a recent test result, or if you have recovered from the sickness. So this is important, and indeed, to ensure that nobody is discriminated, this was one of the basic goals also when we were preparing this, because as you know, in most countries, obviously, it will still take a while till everybody even has had the chance to be vaccinated, and then there might others who maybe for medical reasons cannot do it, or even as a free choice, don't want to do it. Although, of course, we strongly encourage people to be vaccinated, because this will help us all together to get back to a more normal life.
Do you foresee a time? Do you foresee a problem or an issue with, let's say, sports events where some people are vaccinated, others aren't, where there might be restrictions on those who aren't vaccinated?
Again, for the certificate, you have different, you have these three criteria. Different options. So you can also take a test. You can also have a recovery certificate. So in principle, it is definitely open to everyone. And then, I mean, for the users within the member states, this is really something because health is in the European Union a national competence. This is really something that has to be decided on the national level. So we are not prescribing that. This is for member states to think and organize. What we are doing is to give a tool that will help for free movement, for travel, and also that will ensure that this certificate is authentic.
Because I was going to ask that. How do you manage the authenticity of it?
Yes. So the digital green certificate contains a QR code. I think you can imagine it a little bit, you know, like looking, if you have it on your smartphone, like looking these airplane tickets nowadays that you often have in a digital form with a code, or tickets for trains or what else. And it will have a digital signature, which protects it against falsification. So then basically for certification, for verification purposes, then the QR code can be scanned and the signature verified. What is important there is that, because for us, the protection of personal data is a key element, is that your data as such are not checked, but it is basically matching a code, a digital signature on the server of the issuing member state. So by this, basically, you can check, okay, is this a real certificate? And it will be ensured that only people who have received this from a hospital or a health authority or a test center, will also be given the certificate.
Right, and I'm pretty sure that if that is successful, I'm sure many parts of the world will start looking at this as well, because there needs to be a way for most countries to manage that. That is unfortunately where we leave it. Christian Verhand, the spokesperson on justice, equality, and the rule of law at the European Commission.